Some one-fourth of the developing world's children, aged 5 to 14, work. That's a quarter of a billion children. In the 10 to 14 age group, more than half work 9 hours per day or more, and more than three-quarters work at least 6 days a week. Some labor on family farms in relatively favorable conditions. But tens of millions work in the most terrible and dangerous conditions, as prostitutes, struggling to survive in the streets, or as slave labor in factories or on plantations, or as domestic laborers imprisoned or hidden away from public view. So estimates UNICEF, which on Wednesday marked its 50th anniversary by releasing an annual report focusing on child labor. UNICEF would like the situation to spark as much moral outrage as did adult slavery in the 19th century, and a photograph on the report's cover should help. A little Honduran boy, exhausted and a bit dirty, dozes over a pile of softballs he has been stitching. We are left to imagine the punishment that awaits him, and the ignorant pleasure that awaits the American children who will pitch and bat those balls. Yet moral outrage alone will not end child labor. UNICEF's report notes that the world's governments committed themselves as long as 1919 to keep children out of factories. However, in much of the world, factory owners continue to hire children to manufacture rugs, cigarettes, clothing, and more. They are cheap, after all, and easy to control. So what is to be done? One response that has recently gained favor and a big push from the present U.S. administration is voluntary monitoring and codes of employment by U.S. importers and retailers. These are useful and appear to be having some effect, but only about 4% of child labor is in export industries, so codes of conduct in the developed world cannot alone solve the problem. In fact, imposed carelessly, they may only force children into more dangerous jobs. The single most important factor in reducing child labor, and one the UNICEF report does not sufficiently highlight, is economic growth. In economies that grow, the number of poor people decreases. As poverty is reduced, so is exploitative child labor. Economic growth depends primarily on the policies of each government. One of the most important foundations of economic growth is decent, universal, compulsory primary education. And providing such an education is the single most important step in ending child labor. Countries that emphasize schooling, both for boys and girls, do better than countries that don't, with innovative programs which, for example, may give families a small amount of money to make up for the lost wages of children, developing nations can improve their future prospects while rescuing today's children. That should be a focus of foreign aid as well.